So my name is Tim Owen Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 9th of September 2009, and the time's approximately 9:15 in the morning. Can you tell me, please, your name, your age, and where you come from?
My name is Janine Mitchell, and I'm 33 years old, and I come from Braco in Scotland.
Okay. When was it you first found out about the One Another Project?
I can't remember the exact date, but I do remember that my husband and I were flicking through channels and don't often go onto the Sky Arch channel, but went past and saw this thing called One Another, and I said to him, I want to have a look what that's about, and went on and saw Trafalgar Square, which is my absolute favourite place in London when I used to live here. And I said to him, I'm going to apply for that, and he didn't believe me because I'm a really shy person and I don't like to be the centre of attention. And he said, oh yeah, right, you'll do it. And I said, I'm going to do it. And I submitted it right there and then. The first time we watched it, it was the opening day with the first plinth going up, and I thought, this is an incredible project, and what a fantastic opportunity to be able to stand up there.
And what is it about Trafalgar Square that you particularly remember from when you were living in London?
I remember this being the first place that I ever came to when I moved over from South Africa. And the reason this was one of the first places is because South Africa House is situated on one of the corners across the road. And we obviously had to come and do some paperwork and things there. And I remember just walking up from the tube station, I think it was Embankment we arrived at that day, and walking up towards Trafalgar Square and seeing these massive great statues and all the plinths with the statues on, and then the galleries all around. And it was just really something for me to see coming from South Africa.
And why was it you originally made the move to come across to London from South Africa?
We decided to come over because I got a job teaching in London, and it was at the time that I just had my first child and he was turning 1 year old, and I thought, if we're going to do the move and do something exciting with our lives, we might as well do it now before he's much older. And that's why we came over. So we were originally going to come for just a couple of years and see what it was like, and we've ended up staying on, and it's been almost 9 years now that we've lived here.
Okay, so how did you feel when you received the email to say that you'd been allocated a slot to stand on the fourth plinth?
I went into shock, and when I read it, I couldn't actually believe that I'd got a spot, because you know, you always enter for these things and you never really expect to win. But once I'd read it through a few or 10 times, I just thought, you know, I've really got to make this hour count. I don't just want to stand up there and let it pass without doing something really worthwhile.
So what is it you're going to be doing for the duration of the hour?
Right, I'm going to be doing my hour for Save the Children's Make Your Mark campaign. And what we're going to be doing is encouraging people in the square to put their thumbprints on the A canvas, which will be down the bottom of the plinth, I think, while I'm up there. And then afterwards, the A canvas will go on the back of the Make Your Mark tricycle, and we'll be encouraging people to continue making their marks. And the marks will be presented to the government and to 10 Downing Street. And this is basically to show the government that we are aware that children, up to sort of 9 to 10 million children a year, are dying under the age of 5 across the world. And this is a global movement to make sure that the government sticks to their commitment to cut child mortality by 2/3 by the year 2015.
And how was it you originally got involved in that cause?
I knew I wanted to do something with Save the Children, and I had never heard of the Make Your Mark campaign before. And when I went onto the website and saw that they were working across the UK at festivals and in schools, and I watched the actual launch of the Make Your Mark campaign at Westminster on the 16th of June, and I thought, what a fantastic idea that a charity is not just asking people to throw money at a bunch of symptoms, if you like, but that this was something people could do without spending any money, without putting a penny towards it, and all they had to do was give a minute of their time to either pledge online or to make their thumbprint on one of the canvases that are making their way around the various festivals or London or schools or halls. And what a great idea that people can get involved in something so worthwhile.
Thank you. So who would you say then you're doing this for?
Who am I doing this for? I'm doing it for the children that I used to work in schools in South Africa and see children coming in from squatter camps, really, that had no access to running water, that had come in without having a decent meal, but were still in at school and wanting to be educated and wanting to learn, and with the enthusiasm that a lot of children who have access to all these things don't often have. And I think it's heartbreaking that when the government has the means at their disposal to fix these problems, that the changes are not happening quick enough. And that's, you know, by the year 2015, which is 6 years' time, you know, times that by 10 million children a year dying under the age of five from things that are easily preventable, like malaria and diarrhea, and a simple thing like giving a child a measles injection or providing a mosquito net to make sure that they're not dying at a young age. And I think the government has the means to do this, and it's a shame that they're not doing that more quickly.
Thank you. So how does it feel then for you to be able to broach this cause as part of the One Another project, to be here in Trafalgar Square as part of Anthony Gormley's commission for the fourth plinth?
I'm really excited now. I've gone from sort of being really, really nervous this morning to now being quite excited about doing it and getting up there and just getting awareness of the campaign so that people know, you know, that they can go online and do this. They don't have to be here today, or they don't have to be at one of the festivals. It's something they can go online, they can do it. And basically that's my aim today, is to get the awareness of the campaign out so that people know that this is happening and there's something they can do to convince the government that this is important and needs to be looked at.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background and what it is you do for a living and what you do in your spare time?
Right. Well, originally, as I said, I'm from South Africa. I lived there, was born there and lived there for 24 years. I came over to London to work as a teacher, which I did for a couple of years in London, and until I had my second child. And then my husband got transferred up to Scotland, where we live now, and we have been living for almost 4 years now. And what was the other part of the question?
Where you come from and what you do in your spare time. Sorry, what you do in your for a living and what you do.
All right. Well, at the moment, I'm not teaching anymore, but I do work as a support for learning assistant in the high school, which is sort of local to us. And in my spare time, I do a lot of reading, a lot of socialising, and looking after my kids, which takes up most of my time, really, because they're 6 and 9 years old now, so I tend to spend most of my time looking after them.
And what's it been like for you as a unit, but also as an individual, to move from South Africa to London to Edinburgh? To Scotland? What have these transitions been like?
Major culture shock every time we moved, and we seem to be moving colder and colder with every move too, and I'm hoping that this is the last one before we're not going to head any further north from here. But it's been really good, actually, to see how different the cultures are moving from South Africa to London, which is really vibrant and multicultured and exciting. And being back in London again, you know, after 3 years, which was the last time I came here, and coming out to the traffic and the noise and the buzz is actually really exciting. And Scotland, where we live now, is very rural and quiet and absolutely fantastic place to bring up children.
So how would you describe yourself as a person?
I'm very quiet. I don't like to be the centre of attention. This is my one daring thing for the year. And loving and very devoted to my family. But yeah, quiet natured, definitely.
And I'm sure you've mentioned before, what would you say are the most important things to you then at the moment in your life?
The most important things to me now are my family, my little boys and my husband, and doing what I can to make sure that they are brought up in a safe way, shall I say, and just looking after them, really. That's the most important thing to me at the moment.
And what are your hopes and fears and aspirations for the future?
My hopes and fears for the future, wow. That's a difficult question to answer on the spot, isn't it? I hope, you know, I think that this has been quite a dramatic change for me, coming and doing something like this, and I hope that this will give me a lot more confidence to go out and just, you know, to stop standing back and say, oh, well, somebody else will do it, and not wanting to get myself forward and put myself forward for things. This has definitely given me a lot more confidence, and I hope that I can take that and use it in my life from now.
And how about the concept of being a piece of art, being a living sculpture as part of Anthony Vormir's commission? What's that like?
Yeah, giving ordinary people a chance to do something extraordinary. That's it. It's, I just thought it was such a fantastic idea when I saw the opening day, that anybody could apply, anybody could get a chance to go up there. You didn't have to have a special talent. You didn't have to be able to sing or play guitar or be a great artist. You could just, if you wanted to go up, you could apply, and you had just as much shot as anybody else of getting up there. And I think it's great to go down in history and to be able to stand on the fourth plinth, because I'm not sure that many people will get the opportunity to do that in their lifetime. And I'm glad I can say that I'm going to do it.
Great. So how are you feeling 30 minutes before you go up on the plinth?
I'm feeling now quite relaxed, actually, a lot more relaxed than I was this morning. And everyone here has been great, putting me at ease. And I'm looking forward to getting up there now.
So closing comments on being part of the One Another project in 2009?
Very exciting, once in a lifetime opportunity, and I can't wait.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lovely. Can I just get you to say a few of those questions? I don't know if you can remember some of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just like
probably seven many times.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I'll just get you to say.
Shall I run through them?